Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, men and women, boys and girls of all ages. It's time for the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. How was your weekend? Yep, I know. I still wish I was in it, too. But we got to get Monday going so we can get to the next weekend. So let's start it, shall we? It is the 20th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend will be coming your way right now in around 5 minutes. Well, let's start this Monday episode with a little bit of rumor news for you. And yeah, you know what I'm going to go with. It's Apple, yeah. Oh, this whole thing about will there be a headphone jack or no headphone jack, it's about to friggin' just blow my mind. Now, the rumors this week, yeah, we're going to say iPhone 7 is going to keep the headphone jack. And, get this, I don't believe it, support dual SIMs. Really? So where did this all lovely new rumor information come from? Yeah, you guessed it, China. So let's not bet our lives on this one, shall we? Actually, it's from Rockfix. It's a smartphone repair shop in China, who have been supposedly posting photos of alleged iPhone 7 components. As many of you are probably aware of, particularly in the part of the world I'm in over here in Asia, we love dual SIM phones. So to see one on an iPhone, yeah, would be kind of nice. Again, though, I'm not betting on it. But my guess is we'll probably see dual SIMs on the new iPhone, probably about as much as we'll see a expandable memory card for the thing. Yeah, it's gonna happen. Oh, I'd love to be proved wrong, Apple. Please do. Well, it is Monday, so it's time for Hacker News. Yeah, this starts off your week fine. In fact, we've got a little double dose of Hacker News for you today. Lovely. First one is go to my PC. Yeah, you know that place? Well, you better not go there right now. Because they have, at least according to the service, have been hit with a very sophisticated password attack. That's their words, not mine. The company is advising all of its users to reset their passwords right this very second. Okay, the right very second, yeah, those are my words, not theirs. But I would still do it this very second. Unfortunately, as with most hacks, the details are a little thin right now. But according to GoToMyPC, an investigation is underway. Ooh, we'll get to the bottom of this. In the meantime, they're telling users just monitor your accounts and change your passwords and all should be fine. Fingers crossed. Hey, I told you we got a double dose of Hacker News. Well, that's exactly what we got, because Acer's under attack right now, too. Yes, the Acer store over there has been compromised. About 34,500 users, to be exact. They got, you guessed, credit card information. Now, the company did send out emails, so if you do have an account over there at the Acer store, you might have got one of those emails. Best you read through it if you didn't. Now, of course, with all things that seem to be hacked-related nowadays, the consumers, yeah, we're last to know. The Acer hack actually took place on May 12th and April 28th. Yeah, that was a while back, wasn't it? Apparently, anybody that did use the e-commerce store between those dates are prone to the risk of having your information stolen. Acer did say, though, they took immediate action, yeah, for themselves, and started working with security experts and federal government to try and minimize the impact. Got a Chromecast and using VLC? Well, you should be happy. Yeah, finally some good news on a Monday. VLC is preparing to launch Chromecast support. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Version 3.0 for VLC is going to be getting the Chromecasty thing going. How do we know this? Because a pre-release build is out in the wild. That means you can try it out right now. Be forewarned, though, it's glitchy as hell. I tried it this morning. Yikes. Hopefully it gets better. If you are game to try it out, all you got to do is look for the new option under the tools in the menu called Render Output. Then you'll select Google Chromecast, and off your casting. And finally, all with all the talk of the Zika virus that's out there nowadays. Yeah, that nasty little thing. Not to mention things like dengue and all that stuff, which can actually kill people. Let's just face it, mosquitoes suck. Literally. And if you're prone to an area where you have a lot of little buggers, you want to get rid of them, don't you? Well, LG, yes, LG, the TV maker, is going to help you do that. That's because LG is going to be introducing a TV that repels mosquitoes. Nope, not kidding. It's the LG 32LG52D. LG's calling it the first TV with special mosquito away technology. Apparently uses special ultrasonic waves to keep those little pesky little suckers away. And will be in a price range from about $394 US all the way up to $710. That's for more of your high-end options, maybe bigger screens. So where's this mosquito repellent television going to be launching first? Well, look for it in India, Sri Lanka, and yes, even where this broadcast is recorded, the Philippines. Yeah, we're going to have mosquito repellent televisions here. Sweet. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. Get subscribed right this very second. Follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out in the BTN community over our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, so much hacks going on today. Just go and change your password everywhere. Just do that today, and it'll be fun. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.